Welcome to Foes and Fables, an actual play D&D podcast where in our current long form campaign we follow the antics of Cabin 3 in the world of Sphyros. My name's Nathan Augustine and I'm your guy. I'm your DM over here. And I am joined by these incredible people.
Hi, I'm David Beeman, playing a totally serious, non-silly scooter. Very serious, no joking around.
Uh-huh.
I believe that.
The very, very serious.
I believe it.
This is David Sergis playing a happy-go-lucky Leon.
Again, uh-huh.
Sure, I believe you.
Whoa, Gullible's written on the ceiling. That's so crazy. My name is Tanner Asenero.
We're supposed to tell them yet.
I looked. Lutheran.
Yeah, we're back in Sphyros. Look at this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All together
again.
There was probably
get out of here, Zach.
Oh yeah,
he's not. He's
Zach
not
is
here.
Not here.
I took Zach's microphone.
Give it back.
No. No.
Blissful silence. Tranquil darkness. Glowing wilderness. The Tomb Forest. Small spirits and animals have slowly been emerging from their hiding in the wake of a returning quiet. Whips willow bugs surfacing from the dirt that no longer shakes with the boots of infantry, scattering around, sensing out magical signals to build their nests. The forest is at peace. Leon. In front of you is Seas with Feet's home. And you are joined by Ron Castley.
Oh, hey man, I know we're getting to go soon, but I know I've been waiting here for you. I know I found this hut and I think there's some stuff in it if you wanna I don't know, reminisce or something.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like I've probably been avoiding this deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of mosey on in.
Yeah, Ron kind of leads you in there, and the place is still somewhat a wreck from when you visited it way back when all of Cabin 3 was walking into Tomb Forest for the first time. His slippers are still here, and they're still vacant. G-Money isn't around to crash. You look around and kind of just take it all in, and there's something on a table that you didn't notice before.
I look at it and read it.
It is a book. And you found a Tomb Forest almanac, which, we are going to be introducing some potion brewing rules from 1985 games through their Obojima sourcebook. It's very, very cool stuff, and it's really easy to use. And if you're looking for potion stuff out there, listener, this stuff is awesome, and I think it's great. And it really gears towards discovery, and I think it's awesome. Leon, you get this almanac, and it is the Brackwater Wetlands Almanac in the Obojima list, but we're putting it in world, so it is the Tomb Forest Almanac. But to reference in the document, it's the Brackwater Wetlands. Leon, you're kind of sifting through these pages, and you just see a lot of different ingredients and things, and what probably Seas with Feet was using a lot of the time when he was brewing his potions and stuff. So now you guys are able to do foraging. So you can spend time to forage where you will roll a survival check, and how well you do is what kind of ingredients you'll get. And since you're in the Tomb Forest and you have the Tomb Forest Almanac, you would know the properties of these ingredients. And for our listeners, ingredients have properties of combat, utility, and whimsy. And those kind of influence how a potion is made and what kind of potion it is. And we can get into that once we actually start making them.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, very cool stuff. And Ron kind of looks up at you.
What? Is that for making drinks?
I mean, yeah. You can drink the things that I make out of it.
You make out of the... I can drink the book?
No.
Oh, like, okay.
I read the book, and then I make something based on what the book says, and then we drink the thing that I make.
I love having you around, man. Everything makes so much more sense.
I love having you here to tell me what things are.
Thanks. I needed that myself for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like... Yeah, I've needed that for a long time.
Still haven't figured out sex, though.
Oh my God. Haven't figured out what?
Nothing.
Okay.
All right. Do I see anything else here, maybe? Do I maybe now, knowing what I know from Hub, anything to see here that might give us more inclination of the Matterhold and Seas with Feet and everything?
Okay.
Because I have new information being back here.
This is true. Why don't you make an investigation check?
That's a 16.
With a 16, I'll say that even with a decent check, the things in Seas with Feet's home don't necessarily have the evidence of his Matterhold dilemma, mainly because... From what you can understand, his Matterhold wasn't affected in his own home.
Mm-hmm.
But
I had to try. Well, Ron, I guess that's it.
Yeah, we're supposed to leave, like, today.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume, like, this is everybody's going back to Hub now, who was here from the war?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, everyone that joined you from Hub is coming with you. Stragglers are sticking around, but, yeah.
How much of the army was lost?
I mean, a significant portion of it. Yeah. More than half.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ron looks at you.
Yeah, I mean... You did the best you could, man. I feel like this is just how it is now. It's better here now. I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Ron. Here, you go on ahead. I'll catch up soon.
Okay.
And he just doesn't ask you anything further and waddles out. He will be returning to Hub with you.
Yeah. I think I just stand there alone for like a good 15, 20 minutes.
Sure.
And just be alone and quiet for a moment. And then I'll probably walk back to camp.
Okay.
And just help people pack up.
You help people pack up. And this is kind of the end of all of this. Everyone's been working towards getting back to Hub and everything's coming to a close. So... there's not too much to do, but everything's quieting down. You have a moment to yourself before getting back into the thick of it. And we fade away from Leon. Laszlo, you have received word that your friends will be returning to Hub within a few days. It is the night. You find yourself in your small Hub apartment, and it is time to sleep.
Well, if it's time to sleep, I guess I'd better sleep.
You'd better sleep. As you sleep, you find yourself in a strange place. A small circular room with a matching circular table in the center of it. The room is bright as you open your eyes, but as they adjust, the objects and space begin to harden and take shape and color. Books line the walls, and out of a window you see a vast and endless sea. You find yourself sitting in a delicate but large chair and notice there are two more of the same chairs across from you on your obliques. Small orbs of light begin to twinkle in one of the seats and eventually a person begins to form. Pulsa appears before you.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, hey, Laszlo.
Hey.
Are you asleep right now?
Yes.
I'm asleep right now.
Oh, well, look at us, I guess.
Yeah, what is this place?
I don't know. I would imagine that other seat is probably for Winnebago.
Yeah, I guess so. Is this like a quarry meeting between us?
I didn't call it, if that is what it is.
I don't know what to call it either. I mean, yeah, I guess there is another seat. How are you? I feel like I haven't seen you since we were separated.
I'm doing a lot better, actually, after our little escapade, for lack of a better word, kind of set me back on track. So,
oh, okay.
How are you? Where are you? Are you still on the moon?
Yeah, I am, actually.
Okay, good.
They've been trying to send me down to Spyros.
Yes, I was worried about that, actually.
We've been kind of fighting it, kind of making excuses in the ways where, like I'm recovering and all that, but I'm not sure how much longer we can really push that until they force me to come down.
Yeah, I unfortunately believe it might be an inevitability, but if you do go down, my hope is that you might get sent to Camp Winnebago, or I guess another camp that might even be closer to where I'm heading. I mean, if you want to meet up, of course, but I'm heading to Wimwam to restore the bridge between Wimwam and Winnebago.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I don't know where I'm going to be sent eventually. I don't really think I have a choice in it, but, I mean, yeah, I would like to see you on Spyros, just because, I mean, knowing anyone will be, I feel, a boost to whatever it is I'm going to end up doing there.
Well, if you end up at Winnebago or on the western side of Spyros at all, I am currently in Hub and will be heading towards Camp Wimwam next, barring a diversions of any sort. But hopefully we'll be able to convene in this manner again so that we don't have to plan on meeting on a promise and no updates.
Right. I wonder how we could time ourselves to sleep at the same time. This feels like a coincidence.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It may be even... I don't even... Like, you said you didn't reach out. I didn't really actively try either.
Yeah. Is there any... it's just a very blank, like, meeting room type space?
Yeah, it's a weird room where when you look outside of it, it seems that you're in the middle of an ocean.
I'd like to tell her, and I would almost imagine that there is some language within the Kalishtar community for this.
Okay.
I'd like to tell her in those kind of like quick ways that we probably have within the community and everything, my sleep schedule. Like, I'd like to tell her, like, this is when I'll be asleep. And that lines up with you on the moon at this time.
Sure.
And this is when I'll be asleep on, you know, Spyros. And that obviously will translate a little easier to when you're planet side.
Yes.
Like, just to have, like, for lack of a better description, for us to know when we're going to be able to sleep together.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I'll say this. Time is a lot different as far as day and night cycles go with the moons and Spyros right. as a whole. So you won't be able to see her every time you go to sleep, but every few times you go to sleep.
That's kind of what I figured. And that's kind of what I meant in terms of like,
yes,
I know that Spyros is weird, but we're Kalishtar. And since we're so attuned with sleep, we probably know the cycles pretty
definitely.
Well.
Definitely. I would say that's a native Kalishtar.
Some kind of regular meeting.
Yes. You guys sync your cycles. And then,
fantastic. Hell yeah.
You guys. Yeah. She agrees with you and sets this plan out so that you guys can be in further contact. I'll let you know if, or at least as fast as I can, when and if I'm on Spyros.
Got it.
You guys sort of just spend this time catching up a little longer. It's been like, it's been a good while. You haven't seen her since you were with her in Winnebago in the Nightmare Realm. And yeah, you guys kind of just talk it out and we kind of fade out from here. Scooter.
Yes.
You awaken and find yourself covered in cat hair as you have fallen asleep on top of Stumps, the giant house cat. Flannel is already up, and he says, "Oh, hey there, bud. Glad you're awake. I think I finally managed to get your teleportation scroll just about done. Should be done by tonight so that we can get you back to Hub and stuff."
I wake up and do like a real big stretch.
Stumps matches that really big stretch. And
Lil Scoot's really right long. Next to me doing the same.
Scoot also right next to you silently stretching.
I sort of roll off of Stumps and get up. Flannel.
Yeah, man.
This is excellent news.
Yeah, I've been working on it pretty hard. You should be on time for when you're supposed to be there.
That's good. Being on time is important, especially since I'm in this new super serious phase where I'm really serious and always on time and no joking around whatsoever. Sorry, excuse me.
That's okay. Do you need like some medicine or anything?
I don't need
any medicine. You sound pretty hoarse.
This is just how I sound now. This is how serious.
You didn't sound like this yesterday.
Scooter, this is today.
I guess you're right. This is today, and yesterday was yesterday. Yeah, man, feel free to kind of do whatever in here. But I'm gonna miss you, man. I was really loving having you around for so long. Don't cry now. Don't cry now. You're supposed to be serious now. You can't be crying, dude.
I'm gonna miss you.
I could go in for like a real big, real wonderful hug.
You guys embrace.
I break the embrace and step back, and I'm holding Flannel by his shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah.
For everything.
No problem. I'm
seriously, no goofing. Serious Scooter.
Yeah.
Only.
Serious Scooter.
Serious
today
only.
Is today.
Today, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you for everything, for letting me and Lil Scoot stay here, and I can't tell you how grateful I really am for you and Stumps, Flannel.
I mean, dude, you did so much for the planes. I'm happy that people can learn about them and things are safe here now. And honestly, like, I don't know if the planes have ever been this safe other than being close to Wim Wam and being close to Nabrasina. And being close to the king, Camp Dingo Bingo.
I know those places.
Yeah, I guess we are kind of surrounded by places that aren't super great. That's okay, though. Yeah, man, it's been great to have you around. Poacher gone. It's just been nice having company. I'm gonna miss you. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. I promise it'll be okay. I mean, you'll know where to find me. I don't plan on.
Don't be a stranger.
Likewise.
Well, Lil Scoot, let's get ready for the day.
What are you doing to get ready for the day?
Lil Scoot and I go into the bathroom and sort of like get the sink running, splash our face, look up into the mirror. We've got like a 5 o'clock shadow and like dark circles under our eyes. And we kind of like rub our eyes
and as soon as we're done and we pull our hands away from our eyes, like the 5 o'clock shadow's gone, like our eyes are fine, we're like totally wide awake. That's like all like we needed to do is just splash our face with water, rub our eyes, and we give each other like a high five, like we're ready for the day now.
Amazing. You guys go through a day with Flannel, just kind of hanging out, just relaxing, because most of the time that you've been here has been not super relaxing, but more relaxing post the poacher incidents.
So, if I may, today is a very special day, actually, for Scooter. In the middle of Flannel's living room, there's just like a single chair where Flannel is sitting, and Stumps is sitting down next to him. And there's a little platform stage, and Lil Scoot is on it with a cap and gown and a roll of paper. And off in the distance, Pomp and Circumstance is just playing through the air. And Scooter enters into the living room wearing a green cap and gown, and slowly processes his way to the stage. And when he gets up there, he extends his hand, shakes Lil Scoot's hand with his right, and with his left hand accepts the diploma. Flannel stands up for a standing ovation.
He sure does, yes.
Scooter has learned how to read.
Yeah!
Through this whole experience in the Canine Plains, there's a brilliant, like, there's a flash to a brilliant, like, 80s montage of, like, of, like, Scooter with his head in the books and, like, Lil Scoot, like, with, like, a yardstick, like, smacking a chalkboard, like, teaching him the alphabet.
It's like U and W, like, there's, like, pointing to the differences between the two.
And Scooter has got, like, his hand in his hair, and he's just like, I don't get it.
What do you mean, W?
What do you mean?
The montage is you just reading, but it's a bunch of different angles of the same, like, moment of me reading.
Of me just, like I'm just, like, sweating over Good Night Moon, like, trying to figure it out.
Sweating over Good Night Moon.
I accept my diploma.
Amazing.
Lil Scoot has taught me how to read.
Oh, yeah. No, Flannel has.
Flannel and Lil Scoot have taught me.
Lil Scoot was there for moral support, for sure. Flannel is about to see you off. And he goes, hey, do you want, I want to give you something. Just to have. I've found it to be useful in making certain things. And I kind of have an endless supply of it, and you can't really get it anywhere else, so...
Oh, wow. What is it?
Here. And he holds out a small hair that glistens like this white orange. This is one of Stump's hairs. I've used it in, like, devices and concoctions before, and it's given me some pretty interesting results, so... here. And he hands you a thread of Stump's for...
I graciously accept this thread of Stumps's hair.
And
then I would like to use, my, like, tinker's tools to make a Stumps locket that I can wear, like, around my neck with the lock of Stumps's hair, like, inside the locket.
That's crazy.
Sure. Yes. You are successful in creating this little locket that you now wear around your neck.
Excellent.
I'll say this, since it is not in any almanac, this is a potion ingredient that you can use.
Ooh.
And it is a rare one. And I will tell you its combat utility and whimsy score, because there's nowhere else you would get it.
Okay.
Combat and utility are both 0, and whimsy is 20.
Whoa. That's high.
It's a rare ingredient, because literally there's nowhere else to get it except in this home.
Okay. Combat 0, utility 0.
Whimsy 20.
And whimsy is 20. Wow. Okay. Let me add Stumps's hair. And I only have one of these. It's like single use.
Yes.
Like if I use it in a potion, it's gone.
Yeah.
All right. Heard.
He gives you this as a little farewell gift, and you put it in a locket around your neck. Great. He unrolls this scroll and tosses it into the air, and it sort of floats down like a feather, and then this big portal opens up for you to step into to go to home.
Okay. I'm standing over the edge of the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Lil Scoot and I make eye contact.
Mm-hmm.
I look at Lil Scoot and say, "Aim for the bushes." And Lil Scoot and I throw off our cap and gown and do like a dive right into the portal.
Hell yeah. Flannel watches you dive through the portal as he waves goodbye and the portal closes up. Scooter, you're in Hub.
Okay.
And you're at the docks, and you see boats coming up, ones that you would assume your friend Leon is in.
Okay, do I see him?
You do. He starts walking off the boat as soon as you teleport to Hub.
I run up to Leon and embrace you with just the most wonderful hug. I am so unbelievably happy to see you. I wrap my tiny little arms around you.
That's right. You only come up to like my waist. I think I just kind of like pat you on the head and just like kind of hug you in.
Yeah, I say nothing. I just embrace. I just warmly embrace my friend whom I've missed so dearly.
How you been, Scoot?
I break away from the embrace and I look up at you with misty eyes.
I look back with dry eyes.
Leon, it's been a long journey and I've learned so much, but it is just so good to see you again, my old friend.
I'm glad you had a good time.
Please, let us go rest our weary heads and share in commiseration of our journeys. Tell me all about your travels, my friend.
Laszlo, you walk your way to the docks. As you know, today is the arrival of your friends, and you see Scooter and Leon and Lil Scoot all next to each other.
I think I have kind of an air of like composed excitement. Like mm-hmm. I'm definitely outwardly excited, but I'm not like running up to her or anything. I'm just like very, it's not like a surprise or anything. So I'm very expectantly joyful.
Yeah.
I walk up and I just say, "It has been far too long."
Oh my god!
I give you a big giant hug.
I give you a very warm hug back. Is Leon the hugging type? Would I know if Leon is or isn't the hugging type?
David Sturge's character, so no.
I couldn't remember if Leon was different or not, though. I clap Leon on the back in that regard, and I think I just look at you both and say, "I'm sure we have a lot to talk about."
It's been a long journey, and I've learned so much. But my old friend, it is so good to see you again. Let us four go rest our weary heads and share in commiseration of our journeys. Tell me all about your travels, my friend.
I grab my long sword and hold it to Scooter's throat and I say, "Who are you?"
I guess I hold out Kettle's Maul to you.
I don't need this if you want to keep it.
You should take it back.
Okay.
It's really heavy for me.
Okay, got it. I guess I take back Kettle's Maul.
Not then, really reacting to you. Yeah. I kind of spin around and start walking into Hub like, "Come friends. Let us eat, drink, and be merry."
Okay, it's him. And I put the sword away, and I follow.
you guys kind of start walking into Hub. There, if we're following Scooter's lead here on being merry and telling each other stories, the place to go would be the repository, the place you guys went to with G Money, where he got that like waffle burrito or whatever he ate. I don't remember.
I do think I look at you guys and say, are we wanting a quiet space to ourselves or more of a louder than life sort of area? I'm sure there's a back room here that we can find if we want more time to catch up.
Yeah, absolutely. Quiet is good. That way I can really critically listen to everything that you have to say.
Yeah, I love the quiet.
Who? Ron?
It's Ron Castle.
This is Ron.
Hi, Ron.
I've been following Leon for a long time now.
That's true.
I immediately start to chase him.
He doesn't run.
He doesn't?
No. Why would he be running away? Why are you chasing a guy that's not running?
I lock eyes. Let me be more specific, I guess. I lock eyes with Ron Casterly.
With his egg eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. And he sees the face of a man who has not had a proper meal in a very long
time. That's not true. Flannel has it's whining and dining you for so long.
I'm the closest thing to this.
Literally, the last thing I ate was like breakfast, and that was a long time ago for me. So I see Ron Casterly and like, do you guys remember in Finding Nemo when Bruce the shark smells the blood and his pupils like dilate?
Hey, Leon, what's wrong with your buddy here?
It's always something new with him.
I look at him with, like, these, like, starving eyes. Like, I am going to just, like, consume his cast iron scramble face.
Hey, man, it's not really nice to look at me like this.
Ron, it's really nice to meet you. Just keep your fingers away from Scooter's open mouth.
I don't have fingers.
Keep your appendages away from Scooter's open mouth.
I do have tootsies, so yeah. That I guess that does matter.
I've never seen him take his shoes off, though.
Actually,
Shoes?
You did see me take my shoes off, actually.
Oh.
That one time, these are my shoes of holding, actually.
Oh. He disappears into his shoes.
Oh, God.
And then he comes back out. See, they're kind of like an extra dimensional space.
Vanishes, like in a moment, I like snap and I come back completely to normal and I just shake my head like, ooh, curse from the olden days.
I can't believe I doubted it was you for a second.
Some
buddy.
Shreds of silliness never escape you. as you try.
Yeah, I'm just gonna follow you around unless you tell me to piss off, so.
Okay, well, welcome to the crew. I think I huddle with everybody and I'm like, Ron Castle is clearly a sweet angel baby. We lost our last sweet angel baby. We cannot lose. We cannot have a track record of losing sweet angel babies.
Lil Scoot is like giving you a big look of contempt right now. Like, what do you mean I'm not a little angel baby?
That's a fair point. I'm sorry, Lil Scoot. I guess you were kind of there on like the last day that before I saw you.
He narrows his eyes at you.
That's fair. That is a fair narrowing of eyes. We have two angel babies that we need to keep track of.
I think about the fact that I told Ron that he's above these two in my mind, even though I lied.
I look at Ron and I say, what is the nature of your and Leon's relationship?
We're like kindred souls. He's my best friend, and I'm also his best friend.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is a thing that I said.
I believe it.
We've been through a lot together.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to hear about your story.
Ron, I'm like mumbling like under my breath and kind of to Little Scoot, like, it's okay. Like, their relationship does not diminish your relationship with Leon. It's okay.
We should find like a private booth upstairs or something that's more to ourselves.
Yeah, you can do that. In the repository?
Sure. Yes.
Is there table service, or do we like order at the bar and bring it to the table ourselves?
There is table service. Okay. But if you say that you're just hanging out, you can say that, and they could leave you alone, or just like bring you water and like kind of mind your own business in that way.
I wait for some sort of like service to come to the table.
Yeah. This elven man comes to the table and says, hey guys, what can I do for you?
Hello, my good sir.
Hello.
5 rounds of grave juice, please, for the table.
Oh, 0 rounds of grave juice for the fucking table.
We don't actually have grave juice anymore.
Scooter, you remember that that's like drinking Leon's home, right?
Is that true?
Yes.
I stare fucking daggers at Scooter. Yes, been this way the entire time.
You've been like drinking deforestation liquidized, basically.
I thought no
that
idea.
You might have forgotten that.
I had absolutely no idea.
Yeah, man, we don't really actually serve that stuff anymore.
Good, because I was testing you.
Roll deception.
That is a 14.
He hold on.
Can I give the bartender a help action?
Sure.
He's lying to you.
Yeah, I kind of got that vibe. Yeah.
Well, I'm using a luck point.
No, you're
yes, really? I am. I'm using a luck point on this. I'm using a luck point. I'm gonna. I am going.
With the new 2024 rules, he has one extra one from before.
Okay,
so.
Actually, that is now a 24.
Damn. he goes. Oh yeah, you playful man. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, we just don't, yeah. Thanks for testing me out. Good. You know, we've been really shifting things around here, so it's pretty
me and my
good.
Friends here from the Bureau of Grave Juice Elimination.
I've never heard of that.
That's of course you've never heard of it because it's very secret and exclusive.
Wow.
I'll take care of all the food and drinks today. Just whatever they want.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. What do you guys want?
I would like a Sprite.
Okay.
just I water. Will also have a Sprite. As
all right.
Well.
Two Sprites.
Just water. The bubbles upset my stomach.
All right. Two Sprites and water. I'll be right back.
Thank you.
He goes back, he gets the things, brings it out to you guys, and says that he'll leave you alone as you are in like a more private area.
Okay.
It's very good to see you both.
It's good to see you too, my friend.
I didn't realize that we were going to be away from each other for so long.
Yeah, what does Scooter look like after 2 years?
I am so glad that you asked. Pretty much exactly the same, except that I am 1 inch taller.
Oh, growth spurt.
I had a little growth spurt. I'm 1 inch taller.
I do think Laszlo looks pretty comparable, aside from just a bit of age. Now that he's kind of returned to his old self, not much has actually changed about his physical appearance and everything other than, you know, just some aging.
I would say I think Leon looks a little bit more distinctly wolf and bat. Like some of the human aspects of him have started to go away.
Mm.
As you guys are talking and catching up in a small talkish sort of way, you hear this clicking wood walking towards you. And these drawers flap open and close. Oh, hey, guys. Good to see you're all back here together. You see Framelock. One of the lead just higher ups in Tech Quarters, now G Money Quarters. Good to see you all back together. I've been meaning to talk to you all. I don't mind me, Laszlo, but I watched some security cams to watch where you guys went. So that's how I knew you were here.
I mean, better you than most other people. But.
Yeah, no, it was just I didn't have any other means of communicating with you, so I just figured I would do that. Hope you don't mind. But hey, I hate to like get you just like right back into things, but I could use your guys's prowess.
Okay.
We can talk here. Am I interrupting something? Is everything okay? Like,
please. I gesture towards a nearby chair. Grab a seat.
I'll sure.
Would you like a Sprite?
Oh, I'm actually good. I don't drink soda.
Okay.
It goes like right to my knobs.
That's
you know?
Fine. Don't
it's have really
to share
not. The, it's.
Did you say right to your knobs?
Yeah.
Because you're a frame. That's amazing.
He's a wardrobe.
What is it you needed to tell us?
Yeah. So here's the thing. I'm sure you've all felt the scale of things and Spyros as a whole. Things are kind of coming to a boiling point. No.
Yeah.
Indeed. Uh-huh. We have seen it.
We have reason to believe that Camp Dingo Bingo may be mounting an assault on Hub, and soon. We're not sure why, but we've noticed some activity in the Elemental Isles, and it has come from people from Dingo Bingo.
When you say Camp Dingo Bingo, do you mean the campers?
Maybe. That's what we can assume, because those are the people there.
They're both children.
They might be older now, depending on how long their pilgrimage has been. They could be older than you.
It's troubling.
It is troubling. That's why I'm telling you guys. The thing is getting to the Elemental Isles isn't exactly easy. But I don't know. What do you need to know? What would you like to know?
So you're basically just asking for help against the oncoming attack.
We kind of need somebody to scout out what's happening at the Elemental Isles. We've been seeing a lot of magical activity there that seems strange.
I mean, I'm sure that we could work together in some sort of reconnaissance mission. What would I know about my status in terms of the lighthouse?
You would know that it's finished. Your apparatus to replace the one in the Wim Wim lighthouse is finished, and it's finished.
I'm sure that we could help gather some information before we leave. At least I don't want to volunteer my friends here unless they want to help, but I can try and help garner some sort of reconnaissance if that would help before we go.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, with the activity we've been monitoring around Spyros as a whole, it seems like all the camps are kind of at this weird point. They're all doing things irregularly, and Dingo Bingo seems to be really active here, and it seems like they're mounting an assault on Hub. And if that's the case, that can't be good, because we also have some intel that Agawan may also be readying themselves for such an ordeal.
But what would their motive be?
That's a great question. I think it has to do with the sages, whatever their whole conflict with each other is. We don't really know anything about that.
Okay. Do you need someone to go to the Elemental Isles?
Yes, and that's where it gets tricky. So the Elemental Isles are a treacherous place, and it's hard to just even get on one. We've noticed the activity currently that's on the Ice Isle. And to go there, we need to manufacture some gear and suits so that you guys can wear them when you go there. The only thing is that we need them to be exposed to a specific kind of radiation, and that type of radiation is actually at Prehub.
Oh. Mm.
The place where no one really is anymore because of that radiation. Mm-hmm. So this is kind of a tough ask, I know, but
what would you suggest?
Here's the thing. We've been working on some gear to help at least identify what is giving off this radiation, and we're pretty sure that the higher concentrated radiation is towards the center of Prehub. And obviously, the further you get in, the more dangerous it is. But here, and he puts a little scanner, like gun type scanner looking thing with a weird like screen that's just kind of has an etching line on it. This is a rad scanner that we've developed. It'll help you identify what you're actually looking for in the center. But we assume that the stones, just the stones that make up Prehub, contain this radiation that we would need to make these suits for you to go to the Elemental Isles. And if Captain Dingo Bingo is already doing it, then we're a little behind.
So we need to go to Prehub, use this device to keep ourselves safe from the radiation that already exists there, to gather the materials needed to fully resist the radiation on the Elemental Isles.
This type of radiation will help in protecting you from the weather and awfulness that is the Elemental Isles, and the stones in Prehub are what you're looking for, and you'll use the rad scanner to point those out.
Understood.
Yeah, so it is kind of like a weird rigmarole. I'm sorry, it's more work than maybe you were expecting, but...
Well, again, I don't want to speak for my friends here, but I can help with this before taking my duties toward Camp Wimwam.
I mean, luckily it's sort of on the way.
Will this journey involve danger?
Most certainly.
Will it involve adventure?
Yeah.
Will it involve reading?
Maybe.
You've come to the right place.
Listen, I know you guys just got back from your own individual endeavors, and we've been watching all that closely, and I feel like you guys are our guys. Like, I don't know if anyone else we have could really do this sort of thing.
I look at my friends and kind of await their replies.
I put my hand in the middle of the table, and Lil Scoop puts his hand on top of mine.
I'll put my hand in.
Yeah, man, whatever.
Can I insight Leon?
I mean, yeah. Roll.
I'm going to do it too.
I guess. I guess deception. Yeah, there's not real. You're trying to hide something, so.
I rolled a nat 1.
I rolled a 17.
21.
You guys notice Leon kind of very apprehensively join along, but
I think it probably comes across most if I'm using that role as just exhaustion.
Word.
Frame lock. Is there time for us to rest before we embark on our next journey?
Yeah, I'm not.
We are all very weary.
Yes.
It was a long journey, and we all learned so much.
I bet you have. Rest, but we do need to probably get on this within a day. It seems to be getting, the Isles seem to be reacting pretty heavily to whatever's going on.
What time of day is it right now?
It's daytime, like midday.
Well, we can leave at nightfall.
Yeah, I think that would work great.
Leon, is that enough time for you to rest up?
Yeah, Scooter.
Okay, good.
Fine.
All right, well, I really appreciate the hustle and the willingness to do this. Sorry, I would have had G Money actually ask this of you, but he's been up to the ribs in so much work.
Tell me.
He's a busy guy.
Is he well?
He is well.
I miss him dearly.
Yeah, he wishes you guys the best.
Will we get to see him before we send off?
I don't think so.
That's okay. I'm sure we'll see him soon.
Prosciutto also sends his best.
Of course. He always does.
He is your number one fan, he tells me. Love that little guy.
Thank you.
Yeah. Again, sorry to interrupt. I don't mean to impose. I know you guys are close, and I'm just kind of a bad messenger right now. So, yeah. I'll I'll take my leave. And I wish you the best. And let me know if you need anything else.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. I got to get back to work. So, bye, guys. And Framelock kind of steps up from their seat. And they move along and exit.
Okay. That didn't take long.
No.
Laszlo, I have to ask, especially in light of this, how have things been here at the hub? How have you been?
I mean, we have a whole night of talking to do. I just feel bad that we don't have more than just a whole night of talking to do. Things here have been steady, marching forward, I guess. I know that we have a lot of things to disclose, but I guess my first question to you both is kind of where your priorities and sights are set in terms of the future and in terms of what we need to do and what you want to do next. I have helped complete the lighthouse project. Is ready to be taken to Wimwam and reconnect the bridge between Wimwam and Winnebago. That is an important mission of mine that I would be setting off for almost immediately if it weren't for this setback. But I also want to hear what you both have experienced and where your priorities lie and what you want to do, and if I can help with those things, then I would like to.
Leon, I would like you to answer first. I want to defer to you so that I can listen and support you instead of just adding my own interjections first. I think it's important that I listen to what you have to say.
My narrowed eyes turn into an impressed look.
Lil Scoot, after I say that, Lil Scoot and I give each look at each other and give each other like a nod, like, yeah, we're grown up now.
I think Leon just kind of looks at you guys and he kind of goes, so, Laszlo, you've got ideas for what to do. That's great. I don't know. I came back.
How is the tomb?
The night tree is dead. It might come back. I replanted parts of it. Over like half my men died. And people are starting to kind of come out of the woodworks now that it's quiet again. Quieter than it ever wanted to be.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
It's terrible, Leon. I'm really sorry.
Thanks, Scooter. Glad you guys had a good time.
A good time is, not necessarily accurate for me, at least, but...
Did you not have a good time either, Laszlo?
I was a bit, disconnected from myself for a while. I kind of got lost in the work, and I also had been sort of poisoned by the Warden of Greylock Chagrin, who, to Leon's credit of being wary of my quarry, had taken her place.
I hate being right.
Well, the one thing that...
What happened?
I took a pill that was created by...
We've all been there, dude.
A scientist from the moon that helped me sleep.
We've all been there, dude.
Well, not Kalistar. We should be able to sleep no problem, and I was going days without rest.
That's unlike you.
It's unlike my people entirely, but upon this rest, I sort of astral projected into this dream realm, and I found a friend of mine from home, Pulsa, who had been stuck in this place, and it had been discovered that my quarry had killed hers and sort of gotten her trapped there, so I felt responsible for getting her untrapped, and together we found my quarry, and I killed them, and upon that realization, through some other happenstance, I learned that my actual quarry was being held captive by Chagrin. My actual quarry is the Sage Winnebago.
Oh.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Wow.
Oh, yes. Hi, Ron. I forgot you were here.
Ron's at the table.
Ron, I want to hear about what you also experienced, too.
Would you like another Sprite, Ron?
Oh, I don't drink soda.
Okay.
He was testing you.
Oh, really?
I wasn't. I was actually just trying to be hospitable.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, no, I'm good, thanks.
I was testing you.
Oh.
Anyways.
He was testing you.
Anyways.
Leave him alone, guys.
Anyways. So now, also through some rigmarole, I am kind of half of a quarry myself for Pulsa.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm kind of in a weird, delicate balance of being a quarry, needing a quarry, Winnebago's my quarry, and Pulsa is likely going to end up planet side soon. And that's kind of the responsibilities that I have gained, but I'm doing better now. I'm back to my old self.
You seem like your old self, and I mean that in the best way.
Kind of sounds like almost this weird polycule situation.
I guess you could think about it that way, except I'm not really smooching either of Winnebago or Pulsa.
I mean, you could be.
I mean, I think you do watch Laszlo get embarrassed. No, I mean, Winnebago's a sage, so that'd be weird.
That would be weird.
The whole situation's already weird. I mean,
that's weird.
Yeah. We've all been there, dude.
Really? That makes me feel better.
I've been there for sure.
What, Ron?
Ron, yeah. Please tell us more.
Ron, tell us about your polycule.
We don't have the time.
Oh, man.
I kind of helped Flannel rescue the canine planes and learned how to read. I actually had a really great trip. I feel a little nice, embarrassed. Scooter. Like, I'm not saying this like to brag. Like, I have so much love and empathy for the two of you, but I'm actually sort of feeling like I'm the best I've ever been. It was rewarding, but to answer your question, Laszlo, and I kind of look over and sort of give Leon like a knowing look. I don't know either, but I came back.
You survived.
We survived. And I hold up my Sprite for everybody to cheer.
I clink my Sprite against
Ron Castley clinks his body, his cast iron body to it.
All right, Ron. I really like this guy, Leon.
I'm really likable.
That is true.
Thanks,
he
man.
He just kind of showed up.
Yeah. I'm actually from Camp Dingo Bingo.
Oh. Well,
yeah.
I mean, can you enlighten us on why they're being such assholes then?
Well, I haven't been there in a while. But they are assholes there.
How long is a while?
I mean, I was kind of lost in the plains for a bit. And then I went to Nabarsina and I had a crazy time there. It was amazing. You should have seen it. I won so much and lost it all.
You see Scooter, like, reminisce.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. And then I was in the Tomb Forest, and I think I was in the Notchers for a while. I really didn't know where I was. And then I eventually found you.
May I please insight Ron Casterly, like as a
Castley.
Character? Castley, thank you. Ron Castley. Can I insight him in everything he just said?
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thinks that like he kind of traced our steps? Like he almost like note for note laid out the
a little bit. There's only so many places to go over.
Fair enough,
also.
But still, like he also did just kind of appear out of nowhere.
Yeah,
insight.
It's not. That's mid 13.
With a 13, Ron Castley seems like a very vulnerable, truthful person.
Okay.
And it seems as he says that he is from Dingo Bingo and okay. He got lost.
Word. Okay.
It very much was a camper, is a camper technically. Lost. But yeah, Ron Kesley's lost.
Okay.
And he found Leon. And it has it from all the traveling that he did say he did, you can assume that it was a decent decent amount of time. It's not an easy travel to do all of that.
He did find me in the middle of open warfare and then just kind of stuck by my side.
I sure did. I didn't really have purpose, but now I have purpose.
Well,
what is your purpose?
To be with you guys.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
You guys seem cool.
You seem great, Ron.
We are. You're going to fit right in with us, buddy.
Really?
Yeah. And you know, you're a real lucky guy to run into a guy as great as Leon. And
I agree.
Couldn't be a better guy.
We appreciate you taking care of him while we all weren't together. It means a lot, genuinely.
Well, thank you.
I want to... Does Ron Kesley have hands and, like, arms at all?
Nope. No? He's a cast iron skillet with 2 feet, like 2 legs and shoes.
I don't know how he would do this then, but I'm going to reach my fist out for a fist bump and see what he does.
You can't tell, but I'm doing it with my mind.
I feel it. Do I feel it?
No.
Anyways, So, Scooter, I'm glad that you had a good time, genuinely. It's not I would have preferred that we all had a good time.
I was actually really excited to hear about what a great time you both had.
I went to war.
I know, but I try to hope for the best.
Well, I think that we all had, important experiences, and I'm here for you both for whatever it is that you may need, good or bad.
Laszlo, we're here for you too.
Thank you. I wasn't sure how things were gonna feel coming back after all this time, and that's kind of why with Framelock, I didn't want to speak for you both, as I wasn't sure if your trajectories had changed since we last met. But if you're still looking for where you want to go at the very least, then I would love some help with this mission to Prehub, and also would love for you to join me as I return to Wim Wam. For however long you would wish to join me for.
I'm with you to the end, my brother.
I think I'm kind of just like playing with my nails, like kind of just like scratching myself, and just like,
whatever lets me bury chagrin in the rest of them.
Yeah, let's do that. I think that as much as this feels like a sort of setback from my trajectory and sort of the trajectory that we talked about 2 years ago, anything that puts us in a position more to make these people pay, I don't think that's a bad route to go.
We're gonna make them pay, right, Lil Scoot? He's like putting his fist into his palm, like not like nodding his head up and down.
Do you tell us anything about, like, Thelonious or any of the, like...
I don't think so.
Okay.
Word.
All right.
Yeah, because I also, like, unless it's info relevant to the current task, which I don't have, like, nothing about chagrin came up with me, nothing about really any of that came up with me, so I'm just kind of, like, pretty bare bones, probably,
okay,
about the people involved, because they don't matter right now.
Okay. Then I think I, at the very least, just sort of...
I guess, me to Beeman, do you mention that you saw chagrin?
I share everything. Like on mic or off mic, like in within the context of like this conversation, you can assume that like Scooter shares everything and withholds nothing.
Mm. Yeah, Scooter did see Chagrin because Flannel managed to like summon him essentially to apprehend the poacher.
I would like to go to the library if we have time before we leave.
Probably not.
Dang.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're just having like a lunch to dinner time kind of hang.
Yeah, before we just leave again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like settle in. Like I make no rush of like getting going for sure, and just kind of like let the tone of the hang and seeing these two sort of guide.
Mm-hmm.
Are we kind of alone where we are in the restaurant, or is there?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, there's like people nearby enough, but no one's like eavesdropping or close enough.
I am probably pretty vigilantly watching everybody.
Cool. Yeah, you don't even no check required. There's nothing you notice. Hub is like, for lack of a better word, your hub now. Mm-hmm. It is probably the safest place for you. Because you're surrounded by people who actually coincide with the ideals that you share as a group.
Yeah.
The conversation goes and kind of fades as you just reminisce with one another, kind of catch up and get everyone caught up on everything that you all did individually. And nightfall comes. It's actually not too long of a journey to get to Prehub, and you guys can simply walk there.
Okay.
You guys walk to Prehub.
Who took the rad scanner?
I probably left it to you, honestly.
Okay, I'll say that I have the like rad scanner. I'll say I have the rad like scanner with that. Me. Yeah.
Scooter, you have the rad scanner. You guys walk up to where Prehub kind of is erected, and this feels so strange. It's a completely abandoned place, and it stands tall in front of you, and the rad scanner starts to bleep just a little.
Guys, I think we're coming up on some radiation.
Okay.
Do you guys know anything about radiation?
No.
Neither do I.
That's where we'll end our session.
Wow.
Thank you all for listening. Wow. We're back at Spyros. Thanks for listening. As always, leave a 5-star review in your favorite listening platform. Join us on Discord to chat with all of us about the show and stuff. And join us on Patreon for extra content. Does anyone have and shout out?
Shout out to Sprite.
Yeah.
Not sponsored. Legally not sponsored.
No, shout out to...
If you wanted to.
But if you want to put a bunch of really...
LeBron James, come on down to Foes and Fables.
I'd fucking play D&D with LeBron James. Come on. I mean, come on.
He'd probably be really good. That guy's like super tall.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. That's why we're so good. We're all
we're all like wicked tall.
6'8" each.
Okay, well let's let's fade out here. We're out of here. Goodbye, everyone.
Whoa, we're all 6'8" each.